Happy Saturday, people. We are back with another episode of Tea and Conversations. How y'all feeling out there? Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Listen, okay, so you and I had this, well, I wouldn't exactly say heated discussion, but it was a necessary discussion as we talked about, you know, being each other balanced. And you gave me a reason for that. What exactly did you tell me, or can you share with, you know, everyone out there?
And it was a heated.
Okay, I was just trying to be modest. So it was a heated conversation. Yeah. So.
What I was saying was that, you know, it was just on my heart to share that it's important that we respect our balance.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was saying, what I was getting at when I said that is, there, you know, we're a contrast in many relationships. I just think that healthy relationships, there is a contrast there. And we have to respect the contrast. What happens is that we often get frustrated, or we can get frustrated with the that contrast. Like if you are an introvert and I'm an extrovert, you know, there could be conflict there, because in my introverted ways, I could get frustrated with you as an extrovert. And then in your extroverted ways, you can get frustrated with me as an introvert. Mm-hmm. So I think what the Lord had put on my heart to challenge both of us is that you balance each other.
Right.
You know, right. Like if you're, you know, I could be extremely an extreme extrovert, and then I need to be pulled back a bit or pulled more towards center. And you could be so on the other end of the spectrum that you need to be pulled more centered. And in a relationship, in a marriage, you know, I think that's a challenge at times. When you have a contrast, you have to allow, you know, respect your spouse, your husband, your wife, and learn from the contrast, learn from it. And often you can get, it can cause frustration because if I'm like, again, like I'm really deeply a realist.
I would like that with you and I, you know, because I'm an idealistic person and you're a realist, right? I have my way of how I think things should be. But as far as like extrovert, you and I both are extroverts because we're outgoing people.
Yeah, I was just trying to pull an example, but
No. I get it. Yeah, I totally get it. And I think that's spot on. And I like what you're saying, using that word balance. I think one of the things that we have to make sure, you know, is that we understand that, you know, the love that we have for one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I know that you love me,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know you're not trying to hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's like, there's a trust factor with our comments. Now, mind you, there is a way to express yourself. You know what I'm saying? Where it won't spark any type of, you know, the wrong emotions. But then sometimes it's like the wrong emotions could pop anyway when you misunderstand one another. But I do agree with you, is the fact that we have to trust, you know, each other care. Like, I trust that you care for me and you trust that I care for you. But I guess when you initially said that, it did just kind of, you know, ring in my mind, because I didn't take the time to think about what you were saying. Mm-hmm. Although what you were saying was spot on, you know, we balance one another, right? But right. It's like, at the time, it was like how it came off. It just seemed like, to me, it was an attack. And I think that's the wrong way we need to look at things, because we show, and you've alluded to this before, where there was such a greater respect we have for people who are on the outside, right? Like those who are not in our homes, than we do for those who are in our homes. Right. Like, we have people that can say stuff to us, coworkers, supervisors, you know what I'm saying? Like friends, and it don't bother us as bad as, you know, when it come from someone that's inside, you know, mm-hmm. who lives with you, because we know each other. So sometimes we can dumb down that respect. We can mm-hmm. dumb down knowing the love that we have for each other because we're taking it, you know, the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And that part you say where you feel that you're under attack because we're in this space mm-hmm. Where we're very comfortable in spaces mm-hmm. that is not really good for us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's like, you know, just grabbing another, you know, analogy. It's like, if I'm just eating too many sweets, I'm just loving eating sweets.
Right.
You know, I'm enjoying all of that. Then, you know, someone come in my space and start telling me, hey, you know, you need to lay off of that. Well, that's my happy place.
Right.
And
right.
if you don't realize that too much sweet stuff is not good for you,
yeah.
you can feel that person is attacking you or not respecting you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to understand that the space we're in, like if I'm a very realistic person or a realist, and I say realistic, but a realist or whatever, you can't start thinking that your space where you are is like the best place for you. You see what I'm saying? You only reside in that place. So you start believing that this is the best place.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not open to moving to the center because you've been in that space so long. You think that space is the righteous space, the right space, the godly space, when it's right. not.
That is so true, because I know you often come at me with that sometimes, because it's like, if I'm not doing it or thinking on the line that you're thinking, or better yet, let me put it this way. If you're not thinking like me, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you don't take it the way I take it, it's like, okay, that's the wrong way of doing it. And we mm-hmm. kind of impart our, you know, how we think things should go upon other people, and if they're not doing it that way, then it's like, okay, then that's when the rift come in. Because we all have our way of thinking, our way of doing things, and it's like, okay, if it's not happening the way I think it should be, then it's the wrong way. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of that too. I mean, even in the, not just in relationships, but just, you know, in life in general, it's like my perspective. Mm-hmm. It's my point of view, and my point of view caps your point of view.
Then your train of thought will become, my perspective is right.
Yeah.
And then
it's law.
It get to a point where my perspective is law.
Yeah.
And then anyone that's not, you know, that's against my perspective, now you begin to look at your perspective like it's godly. And anyone that comes against it, now they're in sin or they
right.
are wrong.
Right.
Case in point, if you, you know, you don't like people wearing shoes in the house.
I sure do not.
Okay, and that's fine. But it's like, that's your perspective.
Right.
And you have that rule or policy in your home. But what is dangerous is when you go into other people's home
right.
and they don't have that
right.
policy or rule.
Yeah.
And then you begin to look at them like, oh, y'all nasty.
Right. Start looking down,
or
like, ooh.
You look down on,
right.
you know,
right.
or not necessarily down on them, but you kind of.
Well, in a way, you kind of do. Because yeah, if you're judging, saying that yeah. y'all nasty, I'm looking.
Right.
You know
you
what
are.
I'm saying?
Or you're judging them.
Right.
And really, you have to understand that's your perspective or that's your policy and you have your reasons for doing it.
Yeah.
But that's why it's important that we stay, you know, you have to, we balance each other. Because again, you don't want your perspective or, you know, that the way you are to think, hey, this is the right way. And that's where a lot of conflict and argument, you know, that's where that argument comes from, mm-hmm. because you feel like you're being attacked.
Right.
Because you've made the place where you dwell in or your perspectives, you've turned it into law.
And
you look at it like it's godliness and it's wrong.
The Spirit of God don't spoke to
right,
me that
yeah.
this is
and it's wrong for anybody
right.
to come against me.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what we have to just be careful.
I think I was telling somebody years ago, you know, I was like counseling them in their relationship. And I was just sharing this this way of thinking of like, I'm your mirror and you are my mirror, because I can't see, like, if I, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't see my flaws. Mm-hmm. It's like, but you are looking at me and you're seeing my everyday, you know, life and move. There are things about me that I think is right. There are things about me that I don't even know that, you know, I could be handling things wrong, thinking the wrong way, you know, moving and whatever, but you see me from the outside. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, we're each other's mirrors and we have to be, you know, able to see, like, you look in the mirror, you'd be like, oh, okay, well, I need to tighten my line up right here. Or yeah, man, you know, this mustache might be cut a little short here. Or me, like, okay, I need to fix my makeup. It's like, I'm looking in the physical mirror, but it's like with a husband and a wife, it's like, you can, like, I see you physically. It's like, and you can see me, but it's like, do that make sense of what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah. And I think this is something that trust is developed over years. Okay. And, you know, when you love a person, you get married, you're in those early years. And I've, you know, even heard some people, they have this thing about the 5-year mark. And they say, if you get past 5 years, you're good. It's so many challenges, because although you love that individual, you've given your heart to them, you are one flesh, it's still a time of trusting someone. Mm-hmm. And it takes a while for me to trust that you're looking at, you know, it's kind of like you're saying, you're my mirror, mm-hmm. but it takes a while for me to trust that you are you really, you know, making the correct assessment of me? Mm-hmm. Are you just mad at the moment and you're looking in the mirror, you're telling me something that
try to tear you down,
or you're being a bit selfish because you know, you think it's just, it comes with time to say, okay, I know you have my best interest at mm-hmm. heart, mm-hmm. and you're my mirror, and you know, you're there for me to let me know, hey, I see this,
right,
and you need to remove that.
Exactly.
And not just, and this is the thing too, not that you just need to remove it. We have to sometimes trust people to help us remove it.
Yeah.
And that comes with time.
That comes with time.
And I know when you get married, yes, it's trust there, but you grow anything. It takes time. It takes growth. It's like when you get married, this seed of commitment and faithfulness mm-hmm. goes into the ground. And that's something too. Is that we get married and we think that, you know, it's this garden that's with roses or whatever.
Oh, you got to cultivate that garden.
Right. So when you get married, man, it ain't number soil.
Exactly.
You know, and seeds go in the ground of commitment and faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And then it takes time mm-hmm. for it, you know, for it to bud and it to grow. And, you know, you will have that beautiful garden one day, but it takes time. Mm-hmm. And that's just one of those flowers that needs to grow. Is when it's a tough one, you know, to allow someone to open up your heart completely, where you can take the tough criticism from someone.
Yeah, it's like when we're being a balance for one another, we can't just have the mindset, oh, that's just Tan being Tan. Or that's just Brian being Brian. It's not like you're always trying to find fault. But if I want you to grow, and if I love you and I want you to be a better, you know what I'm saying? Like, grow into your person. It's like when you come together, it's like people coming together married. You really don't know who a person is until you live with them. You think you know somebody, but then you begin to see these flaws. You begin to see what you didn't see when you was able to, you know, give a peck or go home, you know, from a date or whatever, opposed to waking up in the morning and you seeing this person, you live in this day in, day out, y'all are building together. So I do agree with you. It's like when you're coming as a, you know, as a couple, that's a different, you know, you're on a different level right now. It's like you're building one another and you're going to see things, you're going to experience things with each other, and you cannot ignore it and just say, you know, and become immune to some person's, you know, behavior or personality that's not good. because I'm not building you. Proverbs 27:17 tells us that iron sharpens iron like friends sharpen friends. Mm-hmm. And it's like when we are sharpening one another, we have to, you have to understand the purpose, you know, of a relationship is to help build one another. It's to connect and build. I want the best for you and you want the best for me. But like you said before, if we don't trust that, if we're not sharpening each other, we can't sharpen each other if we don't trust each other. Mm-hmm. If I don't trust your love for me, I can't sharpen you and you can't sharpen me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it takes a lot of humility. And it's tough because when people, you know, again, when you and I was having that conversation, you know, I got in my feelings because I was in my space, mm-hmm. that comfortable space, and I felt like I felt that my space was being invaded.
Right.
And you have to be humble. Because when you are challenged, it's humility that causes you to see. Humility is what moves us toward developing.
Yeah.
Humility grows us. And pride just causes us to be blind.
Right.
It causes us to be stagnant.
Yeah.
And, you know, frustration comes in, anger, mm-hmm. argument, you know, arguments are birthed out of pride, you know, not properly listening.
Right. That's the key thing. Effective right. listening is important.
Yeah. Active listening.
Well,
yeah.
active
yeah.
listening.
Yeah. Effective, yeah. active listening yeah. when you're not thinking about, okay, what I'm coming back with
yeah.
and the words that, you know, are being said to you are just passing right by you because your focus is on what I'm going to say in return.
Yeah.
And I've shared this before on a previous podcast, but you know, the whole drive through listening where you have to listen to the person's order and then repeat it to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be clear that you understand what they're saying. And that's just a good exercise because often when people are telling you their order or telling you what they desire, you are not listening.
Right.
You're just saying, hey, I'm thinking about the order that I'm going to give back.
Yeah, absolutely. What's my comeback? Because right. this is the thing. We build up this safe fence around us. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't coming at me. I'm not going to let you come for me. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like I'm already. But again, I think the main thing with this podcast is that when a husband and a wife, you know, they're coming together, we are to be one another's balance. Mm-hmm. Because you know, I want the best for you. You should want the best for me. And we cannot allow pride to block us from that truth. Mm-hmm. You know, this person is just saying it because they want to be mean and hateful. No, that's not what this is about. And if that is what this is about, then maybe you guys need to get, you know, marital counseling, which is another great thing that people refuse to go and seek help mm-hmm. on. You know, if there are issues in a relationship, for the most part, we need to be iron sharpening iron for one another. I'm your mirror, you're my mirror. Trust the love that we have for each other. Trust that I love you. And when I say things, it's because I want to, you know, I want what's best for you. And I have to trust what you're saying to me because you love me and I know you want what's best for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why we need Jesus and therapy. Some of us have deep issues and we need to speak to someone. We need mm-hmm. to talk to someone who specializes in helping with those, you know, the areas that, you know, mental illness, that stuff is real.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
wanted to say something about that also, because sometimes, you know, it's good to, you know, see a therapist and talk things through as
exactly.
well. Because, just your marriage alone with your spouse is not, you know, that's not your therapy. That's not what's going to heal you. You know, there are times when you have to go outside of
exactly.
your marriage to get help because, you know, that's community, that's
mm-hmm.
fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true love. You know what I'm saying? When you want to make sure you, to take care of someone else, you got to make sure you take care of yourself too. Cause if mm-hmm. you aren't well taken care of, you know, you're not going to be an asset to a relationship and to a marriage. So that's just something else I wanted to add as well.
Right.
Therapy is not a bad thing.
It's not
a great thing. Yeah. It's something that we all need to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Well, as we bring this to a close, we just wanted to encourage you out there. It's very important that we understand that when we trust each other and trust the love for, you know, that we have for one another, it will definitely dumb down a lot of unnecessary arguments that we have in our relationships. When we stop walking in pride and refusing to listen, you know, to our balance, as Brian said earlier, mm-hmm. listening to our balance, our spouses are to balance. We're to balance one another because God, you know, gave us as, you know, like I said, in Proverbs 27:17, where it talks about iron sharpening iron, like friends, you know, sharpen friends or in better, you know, with their friends or whatever. I think it's so important that we need to understand what love is. Love, you know, it covers so many things, but in a relationship, it will help us, it will grow us, it will strengthen what we have together. And we definitely don't need to allow our flesh and pride to block that, because we are to want what's best for each other.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Love is a choice.
Yeah.
It's not, emotion is involved and a lot of things are involved, but right at the essence of love is a choice. You know, and we have to make the right choices within this marriage space. We have to choose. Mm-hmm. We have to choose mm-hmm. to humble ourselves and choose to listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And obey the voice of the Spirit and walk in the fruit of the Spirit and that self-control. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yeah.
Being kind and, you know, walking in that love
and keeping no record of wrong.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one right there, man. You got point one, I got point two. Mm-hmm. All right, so we thank you guys for joining us on TN Conversations. Be on the lookout. Brian and I are going to start our Safe Marriage, series.
Yeah, we're just going to be talking about, Safe Marriage. We have an acronym.
Right.
That's what SAFE is. And what's the S? I just had a mind.
Man, look, you would try to call me out on the air. I can't remember either. Oh, dang.
I'm going to get through it.
Right.
A is a 10.
A is a 10, yes.
And then the F is forgive.
Right.
Oh, the S is stay.
Stay. There you go. Boom.
Yeah, safe.
Man, marriage. My mind is on this. I'm sorry.
But with the safe marriage, we're going to be talking about, you know, the S is, of course, is stay. That is a choice. Yeah. We're going to talk about staying. It's so much to unpack with stay. Yeah. And
so
then
much to
attending
unpack with that. Yes.
Is like showing up. As attending, as well as attending like you attend to a guard.
Yes.
And then the F is for, you know, forgiveness and being forgiven.
That's a big one for so many people.
It's huge.
Because we don't realize sometimes in a relationship, you can hurt me mm-hmm. worse than anyone else out there, you know, mm-hmm. tear me apart. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, because I place so much, you know, trust in you as my mm-hmm. spouse to love me, right? It's mm-hmm. like, and you hurt me. And I'm like, dude, it's going to be hard for me to forgive you for that.
And what's so powerful, and I don't know who came up with this quote, maybe it's anonymous, but how do they say it? Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and wanting the other person to die.
Mm. That's man, you killing yourself.
Exactly.
Wow.
That's what unforgiveness does. Wow. It's about, you know, you can't heal, and being unforgiven is like drinking poison. It frees you.
Mm-hmm.
When you forgive, and
That's in any relationship.
Yeah,
in any relationship. Yeah,
and that E is just enjoy. You know. And I think, and it's so good that enjoy is right at the end, because when you choose to stay, when you attend to your marriage, when you have a forgiving heart, because that's something we have to consistently do, because we miss the mark with each other.
Oh, absolutely.
And when you follow those three steps, then you can really enjoy, you know, your relationship. And so we're going to peel back the layers of that and dive into that.
I think we might kick it off in February, right?
That'd be a good time to kick it off.
Yeah.
The month of love with Valentine. And then we met. That's our anniversary.
Yeah, that's our anniversary month. So thank you again. You guys enjoy your weekend and join us back again right here on 10 Conversations. All right. Good night, everyone.
Or good morning.
Or good afternoon or whatever time
good
it
morning.
Is.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.